Welcome back, Mike Haas and Charlie Long, as Deuce McAllister is en route to Los Angeles, where the Saints will play on Sunday. And joining us now is Matt Moneysmith, the radio voice of the L.A. Chargers. Matt, how you doing, sir?
I'm great. Sorry about that, Mike. I know I was scheduled to come about the hour there, but, you know, Dodgers in the World Series out here, so things a little bit crazy around the radio station.
Well, Matt, you know, I agree. I understand.
That was a humble brag, by the way.
No, it's okay because I'm about to, you know, we're a little busy too. I don't know if you heard, we have three nights of Taylor Swift here at Caesars Superdome. So I don't know how that goes with a World Series, but I know it's we've both had crazy weeks. I can tell you that.
Yes, I imagine that's a battle of the sexes sort of thing, right?
It is.
One half's going to take one, the other going to take the other.
That's right. So you got game one tonight. The one thing that Charlie Long is I'm in the Superdome. In fact, that's where I'm doing the show from. Charlie's back in studios. That we've not really seen anything of the latest from the Chargers from an injury report, and it's kind of key since you've got several key offensive players who didn't practice Wednesday, which was probably a walkthrough, but we're waiting to see what they did on Friday and what kind of game status they have. And I mean, Will Disley, Ladd McConkey, Perryman, Quentin Johnson. Have you heard anything?
No, I'm waiting for it as you are. Should probably be coming down the pike here in the next 30, 40 minutes. But that's a big one. I mean, you're talking about a wide receiver core that was depleted going into that Cardinals game. No Darius Davis. That's why Jalen Reagor was up to return those kicks. And really, it's been a position group. It's got to be the most challenged position group of the season. And a big reason why this offense has struggled to score points. You can say you want to run the ball all you want, but every defense they face is on their toes and leaning forward with 7, 8, 9 guys in the box. So it's become harder and harder to run with wide receivers struggling to separate. And when you're now talking about Ladd McConkey, their fastest receiver, maybe not being out there, Will Disley, their number one target, especially on third down, he's the guy that Herbert trusts the most. Those are big names. And I mean, in a passing attack that even though Herbert put up 350 yards against the Cardinals, these weapons got to get, you know, that's going to be a big one to keep an eye on when it comes to the injury report. Is Darius Davis, Ladd McConkey, and Will Disley, are at least two of those three going to be out there? Because that'll go a long way.
So I guess this team has been, I mean, Charlie and I have been talking, you give up only 13.8 points a game, so you automatically you're in every game with that defense. And give us an assessment. I know it's been solid for Harbaugh. Is he kind of everything that everybody expected? I know after a 2-0 start, but three of your last four. Now the Saints were 2-0 as well, lost five straight. So we feel it, but I'm just wondering what's been the reaction to him.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, the reaction to Harbaugh's been great. I think in terms of kind of how they're reacting to the results, 3-3 instead of 4-2, or maybe even 5-1, considering what your defense is doing. Like, I feel like there's two schools, right? One is, are we wasting Justin Herbert? Is this another Phillip Rivers situation where you got a Hall of Fame level quarterback and you can't surround him with the players to put him over the hump? Or is it, man, the defense has been so bad for so many years under Brandon Staley that we would routinely see the Chargers take leads in the fourth quarter only to lose games, you know, 31-28, 34-31. Now we're on the flip side of that. I feel like most of the fans are looking at it as they'll figure the offense out. Herbert's too good. Like, the fact that the defense seems to be fixed with Jesse Minner and what he's got going, especially it looks like Bosa's going to be back this week. He's been out for the last few weeks, and they still have not allowed more than 20 points in a game. I think it's one of those, and I think the trade deadline is going to go a long way too. Now, that's not going to pertain to the Saints. You know, they're not going to acquire one between now and Sunday, but I think that's sort of kind of what the feeling is. And based on, you know, just kind of how the Saints defense has played, I think the Chargers.
Hey, man, it's okay. We get it.
I think they're looking at us. Hey, man, the offense has got to figure something out here this week. You know, the Saints, defense has struggled these last 2 weeks. Let's see if they can get after this and feel some rhythm going into this stretch of the schedule where they should be able to get some wins.
You talked about Justin Herbert and the passing attack. I want to bring up the rushing attack, which seems like it's been a little bit underwhelming so far this year. It's 18th in the NFL, 116 rushing yards per game. I want to ask you about, you know, what the Chargers did back in the draft, drafting Joe Alt in the first round and kind of committing to the mindset that Jim Harbaugh wants to build with his team, the culture that he wants to build, playing strong defense and being able to run the football. Obviously, you go in the second round, you get Ladd McConkey, so they did try to shore up the wide receiver room, which was seen as a glaring need and still kind of, as you mentioned, is for the team. But passing on a guy like Malik Nabers for Joe Alt and really kind of just trying to establish the run game with this offense under Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Charlie, I think if you had to do it all over again, they'd do it the same. Alt's been so good, and Slater's been so good. And I think when you look at sort of the trade deadline, and I know the rushing numbers aren't great, but I think that's a product, right, of kind of the wide receivers and trying to get this thing to breathe a little bit. Maybe if DJ Chark comes back this week, he was the guy they brought in to be that true X who can get off press, who runs a 4-3, who can win those 50-50 balls downfield. That's what they have to do. They've just got to get the offense to breathe a little bit because it's been so compacted. But I just look at it like this. Trade deadline, off-season, free agency, you see wide receivers move all the time. Good wide receivers, right? Legitimate ones. Davante Adams, Amari Cooper. You don't see tackles. They're just too valuable. They're too hard to find. And I think, you know, if Joe Alt continues to operate at this level that he has thus far, you're talking about the Chargers having the best tackle tandem in the league. And I think that ends up going a long way just consistently. So no doubt you can second guess it because they need a wide receiver. They need a legitimate number one receiver because so these other pieces can fall into place as complementary pieces like McConkey and Quentin Johnston and Josh Palmer. But I think just sort of the way that Alt's performed, the leaky situation is not coming from tackles on pass rush or on pressure rates. It's all been interior. And that's something I think you can kind of shore up a little bit better. And that's where the Saints can maybe make some bones, just getting after the center and Bozeman and the guards. But as far as the tackles go, man, they've been really good. There's just been nothing coming off the edges.
Matt, we'll let you go, but I'm going to let you go just because I just happened to re-flip back to the Chargers. So Bosa limited today, questionable. DJ Chark limited, questionable. Darius Davis did not practice. He's doubtful. Disley limited, questionable. Hayden Hurst, questionable. And Quentin Johnson was another one we talked about. He was limited today, but still doubtful. And Ladd McConkey, limited, questionable. And Denzel Perryman, limited and questionable. So a lot of still kind of things. It's Friday. Yeah. Kind of. So we'll know more Sunday. But there's nobody that's out, right? And so we'll wait and see.
So that's good news. Usually the questionables just haven't been around this team. They typically play. Doubtfuls typically don't.
Don't, right.
So I'd say given the, you know, Quentin and Darius, not great that they're not going to be out there, but you tell me you get Bosa and Chark and Disley, and I'll feel pretty good about making right. that sort of, and McConkey especially, that sort of exchange. So should be a good one. I think like all the Charger games this year, expect a one-score game, and it should be pretty darn fun.
All right, Matt Money Smith, you got a big one tonight, Game 1 of the World Series. I will see you on Sunday. We really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Sorry for the tardiness.
No problem.
Thanks, Matt.
No problem.